Welcome to New Earth Support Team. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and this is, of course, Awakening Plus. Today is June 21, 2021. We do this every week, and we do this to help support the New Earth's global awakening. And we are helped a lot ourselves, too, because we get all kinds of cool upgrades and healings and spiritual awakenings as we do this kind of stuff. So I always assume there's at least one new person, so I'll give a brief explanation of what we're doing. After this intro is complete, I will call the directions of my Mesa, and then I will call in a bunch of divine allies from many different paths and traditions. They're all beings of love and light, and they're all about high vibration and benevolent intent. Then we'll seal the container and get a nice, strong energy field to work with. Then once that's there, I will lead you all briefly through a quick embodied awakening invocation to call your higher self to merge with your human self. This allows you to be of the greatest possible service. And then we'll relax and the allies will take care of the rest. Of course, what happens there is up to them. What they've been doing lately is we humans are just invited to just totally relax and be. And we, each person who's part of this call, whether you're live or on the recording, then receives various healings and awakenings and spiritual experiences. And each of us is taken basically to the highest frequency that we can hold. And then we act as surrogates for the collective. And however, whatever blessing we're able to receive in terms of a healing or an awakening, whatever, is then automatically transmitted by the allies back to the rest of the folks on Earth. So we serve by being uplifted ourselves, which I think is pretty darn cool. So that's what we're about. And we have lots of people who've been coming to this event for months on end. And these Monday nights are free and open to everyone. So feel free to show up anytime, invite your friends, might be into this kind of thing. And that's what we do. The energetic process usually lasts an hour or less. And then we'll close the container and then we'll leave some time for questions, comments, things like that. Once we close the container, however, you're welcome to leave. Couple of requests that I always make when we do a Awakening Plus process. The first is to please give it your undivided attention. And if you cannot right at this moment be fully present for it, as if you were right here in the room with me, then I ask that you come back later. If you're a member, you can always do this as an archive recording. And if you're not a member, you can always come back any Monday and we're doing it again. The other request is if you do need to exit the field prior to the closing of the sacred container, then just ask the allies to ease you out nice and gentle and you'll be able to depart without disrupting the field, even if you're on the recording. And the reason I make such a big deal of this is that we all co-create the space and every single person's focus and attention colors the field. Not only does this do this in the moment you're doing it, it colors the field forward and backward in time as well. So you are co-creating the field, therefore the quality of your consciousness will affect the quality of everybody's experience. So that's why I ask that you give it your full attention. I'm not asking that you do it perfectly. Typically your mind will wander or whatever. Just do the best you can. All right, so those are my requests. So let's go ahead and get started. So I invite you to close your eyes and just come here to present moment. And as I call the directions and call the allies, if you feel energy moving in your body or field, just let your focus be the awareness of that energy moving on its own. And if you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go. In either case, be fully passive, just noticing what's happening anyway. So here we go. Pachamama Namakiya Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel on our left hand, Archangel Gabriel on our right hand. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call my elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Here we have our container. So I'm going to lead you all through embodied awakening. First, a brief explanation. In embodied awakening, your higher self comes down and merges with your human self. Metaphorically, it's like your body is a car and your ego slides to the passenger seat while your divine drives. At any point, your ego does not like the divine's driving. All it has to do is slide right over, take the wheel. The divine will step out right away with no fuss, and your ego is driving again. So your ego should know there's no danger, no risk. All this is instantly reversible. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure so much out in your mind, you can just know what to do more through intuition, and there's more bliss. So if you'd like to experience that, then I invite you in a moment, you'll be speaking directly to your higher self and you'll be giving 8 words to it. So please begin repeating after me. Maximum Embodied Awakening. That serves highest good, please. That's all the words, let them go. And now your ego's job is to relax and receive what you just called in. Some tips for making this the most efficient and fast. I recommend that while the invocation is working, do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive, just feel the energy moving. If you can't feel it, then just feel your breath coming and going. If you become distracted, that's okay. Don't fight the distraction. Don't try to change it. Let it be just as it is with no resistance. Treat the distraction as an uninvited guest and just relax your attention back into your focus, whether that's just feeling energy moving or feeling your breath come and go on its own. That distraction remains in the background, that's fine. Just let it do its thing. You do your thing with focus on energy or breath. The final optional instruction is to learn the least effort needed to feel all this. So let's play with that for a moment. I invite you to drop down to no effort at all and simply exist for a moment. So at zero effort, is there awareness automatically of energy or breath without even trying? If there is, then zero is all you need. Hang out there. If it's zero effort, you've lost such awareness, then very gradually add little bits of effort back incrementally until you've used barely enough effort to feel the energy or breath. And then just kind of hold at that very minimal level of effort that gets the job done. In invocations, the less effort expended to accomplish the purpose, the better. So just take a moment, be really, really relaxed, and let the divine saturate you to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Yeah, and what I feel when I lead this is the overall vibe of what's happening with the folks on the live call and the folks who do the recording later. It's starting to get pretty sweet. So it feels like a lot of y'all are moving into embodied awakening already. And how would you know that it happened? You're in embodied awakening when all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. That's what's going on. You're in embodied awakening. Just relax, enjoy it. Just rest there. Each one of you who rests in embodied awakening is going to help all the other folks get there a little more easily. Remember not to try to make any of this happen. Be fully passive and just allow the divine consciousness to come to you. It's getting stronger. We'll leave a moment longer to let as many of us as possible get to embodied awakening. Getting into embodied awakening is not required to do the rest of the call. It's just optimal. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling nice, blissful energy in my head. Okay, the divine is here. So whether you're in embodied awakening or not, just relax. And unless I guide you otherwise, I recommend you just relax and be really passive. As things start happening, There's no limitation on how you experience this. As we move forward, you may have inner experiences that are feeling, that are visual. Whatever's happening, just be with it and rest in it. Don't resist anything. So the divine is telling me that various people on the call are going to have different experiences at different times. They're going to work very individually with each person. And they're saying if you work with a recording afterward more than once, you'll have a different experience every time. So just relax. And again, you may go into moments of deep bliss and ecstasy as you open to more and more of your true divinity. There may be periods of challenge where some of your own heavy energy is cleared, or where you're being used to help clear energy for others. This will only be done if you're ready and able. And in all cases, you'll never get more than you can do. You will not get overwhelmed with awakening or healing. The invocations we use prevent overwhelm. So you can relax fully, open completely, and no worries about overwhelm. So as I describe things moving forward, if I'm experiencing something, it'll be because a significant number of folks on the call are having the same or similar experience. However, you may be having a totally different experience, and that's fine. Please do not use any effort to match what I am describing. Please relax and let the experience be whatever it is for you. If it's different, that's perfectly fine. So now I'm feeling a lot of energy in my brain. Several pockets of intense energy. I'm getting into a noticeably altered state. There may be periods of silence. This is perfectly fine. Just relax into your experience if there's silence. Again, the approach we take to service is to simply be and know that whatever healing or awakening we receive individually, the benefit of that will radiate to the collective and, of course, help us as well. continue relaxing and just allowing your experience to be whatever it is. We serve by simply being. I'm aware that my aura is extending noticeably out from my body. There's a lovely bliss field that I'm in. And there's a very subtle field. Just relax and be with it. You may now feel like your body feels more like energy than flesh. The two things that help the most in a process like this is first to be really, really passive and not do anything from your ego. Second is to have patience and give the process time to do its work so that you receive whatever healing or awakening or experience will then serve the higher good of Earth by radiating down. Yeah, I feel the peacefulness getting stronger. I'm becoming aware of our blended group field. Those of us on this call, whether we're live or on the recording, yes, we still have our individual human selves. And all of our thoughts and intellectual information is protected at that level. And then there's a level up beyond that where you have awareness of your divinity individually. And then beyond that is a level where in a field, we're blended with others in our divinity. And it's so homogenous that, you know, it's just the gestalt of everyone. There's no individual beings consciousness in this blended field. We all just become like a pureed soup. And you might be aware of one or more of those levels, and you can feel more than one at the same time. It just happens when you're ready for it. Energy is getting even more subtle now. Just relax and enjoy that. The allies really appreciate live humans showing up for the service. There's awakening and healing work they can only do through cooperative live human bodies. I'm feeling a lot of bliss in my head and some really sweet energy in my heart chakra as well. Continue relaxing deeply into this energy. Stay passive. Continue relaxing and just being with the energy. And I'm noticing the earth itself and the many beautiful beings of love and light who are all around her. So that leaves several potential points of awareness that might spontaneously arise, your own physical body, your own divine essence, the level at which you're blending energetically with the other people on this call, and also blending with all the beings around the earth and the earth herself. And feeling a subtle energy entering the field. Very sweet. And I'm feeling my physical body a little more vividly. So it feels like we're gently being reintegrated with our physical bodies, or awareness at the physical level is gradually getting stronger. Awareness of the other levels is gradually decreasing. And the frequency just went higher. So you might be noticing that your physical body feels quite different than when we started. Much subtler frequency. Either a nice feeling, or if you're more sensitive, it might feel like ecstasy or bliss all through the body. Tingling, perhaps. The allies are taking their time with this integration. They want to make sure that we each get the maximum benefit from this new energy coming into our field. It feels like we're pretty solidly in our bodies again. Take one last moment just to feel how you feel. Note if it feels much different than when we started. Yeah, so just one more time, feel that frequency of your physical body. It's going to be a both and. You can still have awareness of that beautiful inner world experience, but much of it has been brought into your physical body now, so you can have it as your new baseline. So I'm going to call the directions to close up the sacred part of the call. I invite you just to relax and you can feel the energy moving or just feel your breath coming and going on its own. Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful service opportunity. We give thanks for the healings and awakenings and other experiences we received as surrogates for the greater good. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this call, allies, please stay with them for as long as it serves that person's highest good. I request that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Okay, so that closes the sacred space. And at this point, if you have other things you must do, you're welcome to exit the call, but you're also welcome to stay and participate in our Q&A and comments and all that good stuff. So let me open the floor to whoever wants to be part of that. So anybody can now, who's on the live call, unmute yourself and simply speak. If you prefer to type in the chat window, that's also fine. So if you have any questions, comments, feedback, feel free to share that with us. Don't be shy. Laura types, the energy felt very different tonight, perhaps the solstice. Very nice. Could be. Solstice was just yesterday. So we're definitely into some solstice energy here. And of course, we still have some very lovely energy in the field. And we're welcome just to continue enjoying that vibration while we await anyone else who wants to speak or type. Maria types, Benjamin, thanks for all you do. I didn't feel anything today. Do I have energy blocks? Don't know. I'd want to know first if you have felt things on past calls. So Maria, if you would type that, that would give me some more information to work from. Kristen types very peaceful and lovely. Maria says yes, that she has felt anything. I don't know. Sometimes you may not feel things because for whatever reason, you're just not as open to what we're doing. In this kind of work, if you're using any effort or willpower, it can shut down the experience. This is a type of work that's very much about open and just passively receiving. So ego effort can kind of minimize your experience. I'm actually not getting any intuitive hits on why you wouldn't have felt anything tonight. If you're a member, you might go into the archive and try it again and see if you feel something on the replay. I get lots of feedback that replays are just as potent for members as the live events. So I hope that's helpful. Oh, the energy is getting stronger. So Maria, I'd be curious if you're starting to feel something now, because I noticed an uptick in the energy just a moment ago. Yep, there it is again, getting stronger. Thank you, allies. It's really sweet of you all to hang around and boost us up a little bit here in the Q&A. We've had no one actually talking. All you have to do is just click the little mic icon if you're here live, or you can hit star 6 if you're on a phone. Unmuting is allowed, so anyone's welcome to do that. And if they're, Patricia types, this one felt really intense in some ways, cannot talk yet. That's fine. Patricia is one of those folks who shows up just about every time, and very grateful for her ongoing presence. Yeah, this is a subtle one. What we're feeling here is very subtle yet powerful energy is how I'm experiencing it. Yeah, that feels very blissful to me. So we can just enjoy that. See, Rachel is typing, this is the first time I did not cry in my solar plexus. I think the blocks have dissolved. Congratulations, Rachel. I'm glad. You keep showing up for stuff like this, you'll clear things and awaken more deeply, and it's wonderful. Yana, hi.
Hi, we'll see if I can talk. I have my cat on my lap and he's snoring very loudly. I just, as typical, was taken out of it for a portion, so maybe 30 minutes of it.
Okay.
And when I came back, I was very excited in my heart chakra. Like not anxiety, anxious, but just anticipatory excitement. And then that rose all the way up. And then at one point, I went back, you know, it was like I went back deeper into it. And then you said something about, you know, a change in the vibration, higher vibration. And I got a brilliant white light in my third eye.
Sweet.
Almost blinding, if you can be blinded in your third eye. It was blinding, but really, really cool.
Wow, congratulations. That's sweet.
Blissful and blissful.
I'm glad you had a beautiful experience. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I see that Patricia had the same thing. And then shortly after that, you said thank you to the allies. And I'm like, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Lovely. Thanks for that beautiful feedback.
Sure.
So we've got a little bit more written feedback that's come in. Rachel typed that she felt like she was processing some major earth energy. She's so glad she was able to help. We're also grateful you showed up. Then a special guest typed, for me, it was very subtle and delicious in the almost asleep place and then became very awake just before you said, feels like we're back in our bodies. So nice. Thank you. I'm glad you had a beautiful experience that way. Patricia typed, I got that too, Deanna. Oh, the special guest is Marla. Yeah, Marla's been with us a long time. Thank you for showing up. And then Izzy is typing, thank you, Benjamin, for sharing and holding this space for all of us to be a part of. So grateful for you and all here. Me too. This wouldn't be nearly as much fun with just me. I love that we're able to come here every Monday and come here to serve the great global awakening. And just the very nature of how it works is we can't help but receive blessings ourselves as we show up to serve. It's just a big win all around. Then Mark is typing, is there a solar eclipse sooner? Has it already occurred? We've already had a lunar and solar eclipse. So we're past eclipse season. It'll be another 5.5 months roughly before we have more eclipses. At least as of June 21st, 2021. In case you're listening to this as a recording. And the solar eclipse was very communicative. It was in Gemini and the sun and moon were just 1 degree off Mercury. And so there was a very strong energy of learning and communication that's still very much with us since eclipses, their effects last 6 to 12 months. And the eclipse also squared Neptune, which brought a whole spiritual and creative inspiration vibe in. So really good for like creative writing and inspired communication of any kind. Those are just some of the things you can do with an eclipse like that. And Mark's asking, when does Mercury retrograde end? I believe it ends tomorrow, on the 22nd. For verification of that, go to my site, astroshaman.com, and I always have the current half month's forecast up. And pretty sure it's tomorrow. Okay, I'm starting to feel a little bit of a wrap-up energy, so last call for questions or comments. Oh, hello, phone caller.
Hello, I just wanted to thank you for today and for the opening to spirit like this. That was really beautiful. I did have an image during it. Quite beautiful, and the image was like a Christ-like face that kind of came at me. That was really unusual. I'm not particularly, you know, religious in that way or anything, so that was kind of neat. So thank you.
Oh, good. Did the what was the feeling of that face?
It was just, you know, peaceful, and it was just kind of coming toward me, so it was kind of interesting.
Good. Thank you. Well, you know, Christ was there long before he was associated with any particular religion. So
that's true.
Christianity grew up after he left the planet, so, or his body.
Right.
So, yeah. So but I just
mostly I wanted to comment and say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I just wanted to say thank you very much.
Oh, thanks so much for being here. I hope you'll return. Okay, anybody else? All right. I guess that's it then. So big gratitude to all of you. You have so many things you could have done instead of being here. I'm so grateful you were part of this, whether you're live or on the recording. If you're interested in working with me privately, you can go to astroshaman.com, and I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching. And if you're not an actual member of Awakening Plus, just go to awakeningplus.com and check it out. You can do $1 for 30 days as a trial. And after that, if you like it and want to hang around, you can automatically pay $19 a month. Or if that's more than you can do, just pop me an email and we'll drop that down to $9 a month, exactly the same stuff. So I like to keep it affordable for those who want to get some support for their awakening and healing and divine service. So thanks all so much for being here. Again, I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and AwakeningPlus.com. And so grateful you've been part of this. Many blessings to you all.